from the National Biodiesel Conference. We've just had the closing session, and with me is the CEO, Joe Jobe. And Joe, I guess, first of all, just some of your thoughts on how this convention has gone. I know there's still some educational sessions, but for all intents and purposes, we've made it to the end here.
We made it through, Chuck, and we survived. There's been, there's been no injuries, no major head injuries or anything. It's really been good, kind of across the board with the economic downturn. Conference attendance is down. A lot of conferences are canceling. We were concerned about, the whether folks were going to be able to come and show up, especially in light of the fact that just last week the EPA published its final rules on the RFS2. It's going to be a big program. It's going to be a very complex and meaningful program. And so we need to have our industry here to learn these rules so we can have a successful implementation of that program in its first year. And people showed up, and it was positive. It's hopeful even in the midst of the fact that the tax credit has temporarily lapsed. But it's been a great conference.
Well, I'll tell you, when you mentioned that RFS2, we've got a third session about to take place, and we've had to move them to a larger room because there's so much interest in it.
Yeah, I mean all of the RFS2 sessions have been packed to the rafters, and people are riveted to what they have to say. And I'll tell you that the 149 page rule is about like reading stereo instructions. I mean, lots of algebraic formulas and things like that, but people are reading them. People are taking this seriously, and it's critical.
My guess is that it's going to be a real key project or work with NBB that people in the industry, if they want to know more, they're going to be looking to you to kind of help interpret this and help them figure out, right?
Absolutely, and we're going to do more with webinars, online training and in-person training to do whatever we can to educate our members, especially and all of the stakeholders, the petroleum industry, and other folks to make sure that we get the juice flowing.
Well, I certainly heard notes of optimism from the stage over the last couple of days, especially with economist Don Reynolds. He started out on a real up note, kind of a little different than his message a couple of years ago, I guess.
Yeah, 2 years ago in Orlando, we had just had a really big year. There were 4,000 people at the conference, and he predicted that that conference, the meltdown of the financial system, a meltdown of the economy, a meltdown not a complete meltdown, but a serious problem with the economy in general and the stock market. He happened to be absolutely right on all of those counts. And so we had him back because he's from Dallas. And the last time he was here, he came in a boom cycle and predicted a bust. This time he came in a bust cycle and predicted a boom. So we'll hope that he's right again this time.
Well, it's good to have that note of optimism. Just looking ahead for people who do look to NBB as their voice in Washington, D.C., and their place to go to get information, what do you want people to know about the work NBB's doing and going to do on their behalf as we go forward?
Well, we've been working as hard as we can to get the policy right. The biodiesel industry is a policy-driven industry. We've been working. We've had the goal for the last 4 years to get a longer-term tax credit in place along with an RFS2 to provide some stability. We now have the RFS2, but the tax credit has temporarily lapsed. And so our first priority is to get that tax credit turned back on retroactively as quickly as possible. And our next priority that we really have to be working on concurrently is to get a longer-term extension and restructure from a blender's excise tax credit to a producer's excise tax credit. We've got some good news on the first priority, and that is that there is a draft bill, a jobs package that includes our 1 year extension, and the leadership have said it's a high priority. That they would have passed it out of the Senate this week were it not for two Armageddon-like snowstorms in Washington, characteristic of all of the other freakish activity in this political season.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a great conference here. I sincerely appreciate the opportunity to come back and be the biodiesel blogger for you, and just want to put in a note of thank you to our sponsor for that, which has been New Holland.
Yeah, New Holland has been great. Every year they come and they support us on this conference. They support what we're doing to try to get the word out. New Holland, just about more than any other OEM, doesn't just support biodiesel in their equipment, doesn't just support B100 in their equipment. They actually promote biodiesel. They spend a significant amount of their promotion dollars not just to promote their tractors, but to promote biodiesel because they know that it's good for the farmers. It's good for, and what's good for the farmers is good for the country. That is, if you like to eat.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you again very much, Joe Jobe. He's CEO of the National Biodiesel Board. We're here at the conclusion of the National Biodiesel Conference, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.